Chapter 2, Section 5, Culture. As you read, look for what a culture is, how culture changes, term, technology. You now know about Alabama's physical geography. Before you read about the people who first came to Alabama, it would be good to learn more about something called culture. In Chapter 1, we learned that it is the beliefs and customs of a group of people. Culture is that and much more. Some things you were born with, such as the color of your eyes, hair, and skin. Some things you were taught, like what to eat, what to wear, and how to behave. You have also learned how to use things. You probably know how to ride a bicycle. You might have already learned to use a hammer, screwdriver, or computer. You have been taught things at home, at school, and in your place of worship. All of these things are now a part of your culture. Every group or person you meet as you read the story of Alabama had a culture. Each culture had different ideas about how to dress and what foods were good to eat. They had ideas about how to make a living. They had tools and knew how to use them to do various jobs. These tools and skills are known as technology. The story of the state is the story of people from many different places. They came to Alabama at different times. They brought their cultures with them. How cultures change. When people from different cultures meet, they often share parts of their cultures. Most people in Alabama are not part of the Asian or Hispanic cultures, but they enjoy eating Chinese and Mexican food. Some of the ideas you have may be from another culture. Sometimes your culture changes from one year to the next. Do you like the same songs this year that you did last year? What about the clothes you wear or the food you like to eat? Have your favorites changed? Think of all the new things you learned in the last year. You probably know how to do things now that you did not know how to do then. Watch for changes in the culture of Alabama's people through time. Every person has a basic need for food, shelter, and clothing. Quite a few people are able to grow their own food. Some can even build a house and make clothing. Others get jobs so they can earn the money to buy food and clothes and pay for a place to live. Over time, ideas change as to how people make a living. Some of the earliest Alabamians hunted and fished. Later, many were farmers. Many people then left their farms to work in factories. Today, many Alabamians work in offices, stores, or restaurants. Technology changes culture. Technology changes too. In the past, people used simple tools. Now they may use power tools and machinery. People traveled by horse and wagon. Now they drive cars and SUVs, sport utility vehicles, and ride in airplanes. Computers are used in homes, schools, and businesses today, but few people had even seen one 30 years ago. Each way of making a living needs different resources. As the people of Alabama change jobs, they need different resources. Technology must have resources. The farmer needs good soil. Machinery usually uses electricity. Electricity is often made from coal or water power. Alabama's many resources made it possible for people from different cultures to live well. People who wanted to farm found flat land and good soil. Other people wanted to make things in factories. They found resources to turn into products, such as making cloth out of cotton. The land also had the energy resources needed to run the factories. As people came to Alabama, they began creating human environments. They named places and built houses. They formed villages, towns, and cities. People linked places with trails, roads, and railroads. They connected places with telegraph and telephone wires. People cut down trees to make space for farm fields and pastures. They even made places to play, such as golf courses and playgrounds. Think it through. 1. Name two things included in a culture. 2. What is technology? Chapter Review. The following is a summary of Chapter 2. Alabama lies at the meeting point of five different land regions. The coastal plain covers the southern half of the state. The Piedmont is in east-central Alabama. Northwest of that is the mountainous ridge and valley region. The Appalachian Plateau lies northwest of the ridge and valley. The Interior Plateau, Highland Rim, is in northern Alabama. The first settlers moved into Alabama to farm. They traveled to the Black Belt and the valleys of the Tennessee, Coosa, Tombigbee, and Alabama rivers for the rich soils. The settlers moved into Alabama from the southeast on the Federal Road. Those from settlements farther north came through the valleys of the Ridge and Valley region. They traveled from Tennessee and Kentucky on the Huntsville Road. Alabama has many mineral and energy resources. The energy resources are coal, oil, and natural gas. Mineral resources include iron ore, limestone, sandstone, and marble. The different types of soil determined the richness of the land. Settlers first moved to land where it was easy to grow crops. Later, miners, quarrymen, and others came to Alabama for its natural resources. Alabama has a subtropical climate with four distinct seasons. The state gets a lot of precipitation. Natural hazards include ice storms, droughts, tornadoes, and hurricanes. The state has a long growing season and a good water supply. These qualities make it ideal for many types of plants. All of these plants give food and shelter to many different kinds of animals. The climate, plants, animals, and landscapes form different kinds of ecosystems. Everyone has a culture. Culture is all the things in your life. It is your clothes, language, religion, food, games, work, home, and so on. Cultures change one another, and they change over time. Alabama is the home of different cultures that make our state even more special.